Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at Apostle Paul, Passionate Discipleship, and this is Appendix 3. Were the prison epistles written from Ephesus? Most scholars have assumed that Paul wrote the prison epistles from Rome during his imprisonment there, and that may be the case. However, there are some good reasons to consider that at least some of his prison epistles were written earlier. First, let's catalog Paul's imprisonments that we know of. By the time Paul wrote 2 Corinthians in 56 AD, he had already been imprisoned a number of times, even prior to imprisonments in Jerusalem, Caesarea, and Rome. I'm reading 2 Corinthians 6:5. We commend ourselves in beatings, imprisonments, and riots. And then 11:23, I have been in prison more frequently. Why does he talk about his imprisonments? Because his adversaries haven't suffered at all for the faith. Paul sees persecution as a mark of the authenticity of his apostleship. Clement, Bishop of Rome from 88 to 99 AD, who may be the Clement given as Paul's fellow worker in Philippians 4:3, wrote from Rome about 99 AD, owing to envy, Paul also obtained the reward of patient endurance after being 7 times thrown into captivity, compelled to flee and stoned, 1 Clement 5:6. Imprisonment in the New Testament is referred to in several ways: bound, in chains, in prison, prisoner. Most of the Greek words derive from the verb deo, bind, tie, fetter. From Acts, we know that Paul is placed in chains in several occasions. 1. Philippi, with Silas, who experienced an earthquake that opens the doors. 2. Jerusalem. Paul is chained, but kept at the soldiers' barracks temporarily. 3. Caesarea, under guard in Herod's palace in Caesarea, awaiting a trial that never came, in prison. And 4. Rome, under guard in his own house. There is also evidence from Paul's letters of imprisonment. The letters he wrote from prison are termed the prison epistles: Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon. In addition, just before his death, Paul wrote 2 Timothy from prison. If you've studied these epistles, you can see 3 groups. 1. Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon. The themes and language used in Ephesians and Colossians are quite similar in several passages, so these were probably written about the same time. Both were Asian churches: Ephesus, the capital of the province of Asia, and Colossae, about 125 miles east of Ephesus. Philemon is the leader of a house church in Colossae. Philippians seems to stand on its own, clearly written from prison, but seems different than Ephesians and Colossians. 2 Timothy seems to have been written from Rome shortly before Paul's death, though there's no hint of it in the Acts narrative. Some have argued strongly that at least some of the prison epistles were written while Paul was a prisoner in Ephesus, most notably in recent years, N.T. Wright. Arguing for a Roman origin for the prison epistles are evangelical scholars of the stature of F.F. Bruce. Here are the main arguments for an Ephesian imprisonment. The New Testament evidence. Paul hints in 1 Corinthians, written during his Ephesian ministry, of intense conflict, 1 Corinthians 16:9. A wide door for effective work has opened for me, and there are many adversaries, 1 Corinthians 15:32. If I fought wild beasts in Ephesus for merely human reasons, what have I gained? Some take the reference to fighting the wild beasts hypothetically or figuratively, but Paul may have been speaking literally. In 2 Corinthians, however, also written during Paul's Ephesians ministry, he speaks of intense persecution. 2 Corinthians 1:8-10. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. And then 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 12. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. Paul is describing some kind of life and death struggle. The Acts narrative doesn't suggest circumstances that would fit this description during the Ephesian ministry, but clearly something was going on. In Paul's letter to the Roman, also written during the Ephesian ministry, he makes two personal references that might refer to an Ephesian imprisonment. Romans 16, 3 through 4. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ. They risked their lives for me. And then Romans 16, 7. Greet Andronicus and Junius, my relatives, who have been in prison with me. And then early Christian traditions. In addition to hints in the New Testament, there are some late references in early Christian documents to Paul fighting a lion in Ephesus, and in the so-called Monarchian or Marcionite prologues to Paul's epistles, we see to Colossians, therefore, the apostle already in custody writes to them from Ephesus. To Philippians, writing to them from Rome out of prison by Epaphroditus. To Philemon, writes to them from Rome out of prison. While I would argue that Colossians and Philemon were written about the same time, this at least establishes a tradition by the 3rd century of an Ephesian imprisonment. And then there are inferences from geographical proximity. References in Colossians and Philemon seem more likely if Paul wrote from prison in Ephesus, which is about 125 miles to the west, rather than from Rome, which is 1,300 miles to the west, or from Caesarea, some 900 miles to the east. Paul returns the runaway slave Onesimus to his master Philemon, who lives in Colossae. It is more likely that Philemon's slave ran to nearby Ephesus than to Rome or Caesarea. 2. Paul's request to Philemon for future lodging would be more likely if Paul writes from prison in nearby Ephesus than in Rome or Caesarea. 3. Paul's letter to Colossae would have been more likely written from nearby Ephesus than from Rome, though this is a weaker argument. And 4. Epaphras, who is from Colossae, is more likely to be Paul's fellow prisoner in nearby Ephesus than in Rome or Caesarea. In addition, some note that Tychicus, mentioned in Colossians 4:7, was with Paul when he left Ephesus, making it easy to posit that Colossians was written from Ephesus. Now let's look at references in Philippians that might suggest a location. Philippians 1:13. It has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. Philippians 1:13. Palace guard, imperial guard, palace, is praetorion, which can refer to the governor's official residence. The word doesn't decisively place this imprisonment in any particular location, only in a city that would have an official governor's residence. If Paul is writing from Rome, then this would be a reference to the praetorian guard, the emperor's personal bodyguard. Another reference is more specific. Philippians 4:22. All the saints send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. While some argue that the phrase could be used widely, I think it most likely refers to the imperial household in Rome. Any conclusions about the place in which the prison epistles were written is by necessity, tentative, not dogmatic. However, after studying the evidence, I conclude that Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon were most likely written during an Ephesian imprisonment. Philippians and 2 Timothy seem likely to have been written from